Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
5,000 barrels of oil a day continue to spew into the Gulf of Mexico, threatening five states. The investigations into the accident are far from over, but United States senators have heard evidence from the companies involved that it might have been caused by a combination of faulty wiring, a leak in the equipment designed to prevent blowouts, and even a dead battery. President Obama has written to Congress saying he'll spare no effort trying to help those hit by what he calls a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster. Mr. Obama's letter says the government will aggressively pursue full compensation. And as part of that, he wants the limit lifted on the amount oil companies are liable to pay after a spill. At the moment, it's capped at $75 million. And although the president doesn't suggest a new figure, some politicians are talking about raising it to at least $10 billion. This is not just about the cleanup itself. The new law would make the companies pay for unemployment benefit for those like fishermen who are put out of work, emergency aid for them, agencies to help them find new jobs, increased safety inspections, and even more frequent checks to make sure fish from the Gulf are safe to eat. The new law would be retrospective. British Petroleum has said it will pay all costs. United States officials are making it clear they'll interpret all to mean every last cent.